too.
But that would be hard. Right. G would be right.
Okay. What about to make him, if he's standing still and you want him to start, what do you say?
What about
come on out.
Okay. And make him stop?
It will.
Okay. Did you ever call, how do you call a pig? Okay. And chickens, how would you call them?
It's a long time I've had.
Okay. What about when you're plowing, what do you call the things that you guide the horse with? Okay. And if you're driving in a buggy or riding on horseback, what do you call the things you're steering with?
The guy in the buggy would be with line too. And if you're riding on horseback, well, I guess we're going to start to say, come up.
Okay. Let's see. When you're plowing, what do you call the things in the ground that the plow cuts? Do you call them trenches or furrows or what?
Well, being the furrow, we plow in there, you throw the dirt right in that trench back there, we call it the furrow.
Okay. And when you got some new ground, you have to do what to it before you can plow it? If you got the shrubs and trees and things, you have to do what to the land?
First cut them trees and things down, and then they have a plow that you put on there. If the roots ain't too big, you'll cut them through.
Oh, it'll cut right through them, huh?
Yeah.
I thought it was digging up the new ground. I don't know.
Well, you see, you done cut the things off it, and you maybe dug the stumps up and whatnot, and then you want to plow through. You got a plow that if the root ain't a big enough thing, I'll have to cut that.
Mm-hmm. I guess that had to be a pretty sharp blade on there.
Yeah.
Did you ever see anybody cutting hay or anything like that? What do they put it in out in the field in a big what? When they pile it up?
Where did you put it?
Saying that they're fishing for them, taking it after they cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put it in a heap row or something like that, and then they come on with a thing that'll pick it up and babies finally got that. Didn't have that when I come along.
Well, you didn't bale it when you were farming, did you?
Well, first was done that way, just stacking it up and putting the job on, and then they got that water to bale it and finally take up less room.
Mm-hmm. Where did you put it in the barn?
Up in the loft, what you call the loft.
Mm-hmm. About how many, when you were farming, what would you consider a good yield in corn? Say, how many bushels are you?
Well, I'm out. Well, I guess corn now, about 300 bushels.
Man, that's a lot more than it used to be, isn't it?
Yeah, when I was starting to farm like that, they thought it made 100 bushels. They thought it made a lot. They had a lot of hay and stuff. They did feed and stuff. Corn and
stuff. Yeah. Back before they started spraying all this fertilizer and everything. Did you ever see anybody thresh oats or anything like that?
Oh, yeah.
How did they do that?
They'll put the hay up in that old sand. They'd have